Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory to God. Bless the Lord for today. He is wonderful. I tell you, thank God for the Holy Spirit to use the situation or somebody to do a reminder when you get caught up in your day. Almost slipped my mind. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Why is my device trying to stay offline? But we want to know we got a mighty God to serve. He is awesome, phenomenal. Glory to God. Right now, God, he is, glory to God, on time, all the time. He is wonderful. Glory to God. I bless him, and I bless him, and I offer him. Oh, glory to God. I offer up sacrifice of praise to him today. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we want you all to keep McCormick family in prayer. For Lord Apoori, she's in the ICU and the enemy is fighting her. Glory to God with falling out back to back. So they're supposed to be doing more testing. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus. We give glory and honor to God for all the great and mighty acts he is performing right at this time and at this hour. And there is none like him. He is awesome. And we thank you, Jesus, for being the Lord of our lives. We thank you that we can call upon his name and he'll answer. We thank God, glory to God, for his goodness, for his mercy. Forgive us for every offense against your word like now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because he is awesome. And I thank God, glory to God, for the power, glory to God, of prayer with faith. And for those, glory to God, that will stand, hallelujah, on his word without a shadow of a doubt, believing without a shadow of a doubt that whatever we pray for, we believe it, that we receive it according to, glory to God, your word. God, we bless you. We honor you and thank you so much for being so good to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now against every device of the enemy, whatever causing this falling out, whatever is causing, glory to God, this pressure and for her blood pressure to be so low, but now it's back at 120 when it was 89 over 64 last night. But the power of prayer and intercession. Thank God for those that have been praying behind the scenes. Pray, glory to God, for the mom, glory to God, Teresa and her husband. Pray, glory to God, for Mother McCormick, the auntie. We pray, glory to God, for Apoori, most of all, God, that she should live and not die. Declare the works of the Lord and all every organ line up with the word of God as God ordained it to be when he created that vessel. In the name of Jesus, we bind up any fear. We bind up torment right now in the name of Jesus. We curse and cancel any problems that will cause anything to go on with our heart, organ, glory to God, with our brain, whatever blood, glory to God, and the blood cells and everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching now, God. And we ask you to give wisdom to the doctors. We know you gave them facts, and we know we're, glory to God, believe the truth, and you are the chief physician. So we believe in you like never before, God, that you will bless and move in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Trying to get the system back online. Thank God, glory to God, for in the midst of all the praying back and forth and touching the green with them and other things that were going on today, and then out to just testifying of God's goodness. And had to pick up my grandbaby, and I said, oh, okay, so I was running late for where I was at the time to get back to her. And then I happened to call Evangelist Pam, trying to remember. Oh, I owe her a call. And she said, you coming online? I'm headed in another direction just that quick because I've been needing to go to the grocery store for some days. And I'm like, okay, let me go after I pick her up. Oh, my Lord. And if she hadn't said that, we would not even be online right now. We would have got some calls. Thank God for Mother Pastor Bird calling, Mother Willette calling just now. Thank the Lord. I tell you, God is wonderful. And he will not allow the enemy to rob us, glory to God, hallelujah, what is wrong with the system? You can't sign in your device now. Go, the blood of Jesus. All right, let me try another system. I may have to use my phone tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to have you all online. Thank God is always another option. Praise the Lord. Jesus is real. Thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. Just give me a moment, those that are on. We do appreciate you being online and continue to pray and thank God again for that word last night and how the Lord blessed Prophetess Anu with the word. And thank God for the prayers and the prayer requests. And we give God glory. Trying to get the blog talk pulled up on my phone. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Divine connection. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you so much for being so good. Thank you for this divine connection. In the name of Jesus. Without you, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father, please let me remember. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I rebuke Satan right now to try to keep this thing from coming in. Thank you, Lord. You're wonderful. Just need to plug it in now. Thank the Lord. We have several on here. Praise the Lord. We're going to open up the prayer now in the name of Jesus. And we're praying over to God that Mother Alexander, would you give us a scripture real quick while I pray, and then we'll have the start the prayer tonight with Mother Willa. Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, give us a scripture just as soon as I finish praying. God, I give you glory, praise, and honor in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You're so wonderful. There is none like you. We want to give you glory for another new day that you add into our lives. I thank you, Lord God, that how you bless and bring all things through our remembrance through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us to be in line, glory to God, online, in the name of Jesus, coming in compliance with whatever your word says and not allowing the enemy to rob us of the blessing that you have for us. We thank you that to even breathe every day, for to be able to have life, glory to God, for to be able to have activity of our limbs, for to be able to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. You are an awesome God, a phenomenal God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to be on one accord to pray and bind up the hand of the enemy that come to try to rob us of our life and our health and our strength. Glory to God. We plead the blood of Jesus against us. We thank you, Lord God, that you bless us to pray one for another in the name of Jesus without wavering, without fear. And you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. So we thank you again, Jesus. We bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the promises of the Lord that are rich and maketh no sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, hallelujah, to be a people, glory to God, that will walk in righteousness and holiness, because you said in your word, hallelujah, there's no flesh gonna glory in your sight. We thank you for even those, glory to God, that had prayer requests last night, God. We believe in the manifestation coming that you are going to prove yourself, glory to God, in the healing, the deliverance, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for this new day and looking forward, glory to God, new mercies, looking forward to God, you blessing and speaking to our hearts, even through prayers and even through the word and through just being able to come together to be on one accord, because you say, how can two walk together unless they agree? We come against every satanic force of the enemy that comes in the name of Jesus to blind people's eyes, glory to God, and stop up their ears that they can't hear the truth about the true living God, which is Jesus Christ, for being our Savior and being our Lord. God, we thank you right now. Open up the minds of people for them to recognize how much, glory to God,
It is imperative for them to turn their lives over to you. Every spirit of deception, every lying demon, every spirit, glory to God, of confusion and chaos, come against that murdering demon. Come against the, glory to God, the spirit that come for that has drug lords, and have those that are out there with drug trafficking, and those over there that have these suicide demons and the murdering demons that come and have glory to God, mass shooting. We come against those spirits that put in their minds. We come against the spirit of short circuit, where they turn back around and short tempered. It don't take but a striking a match of a thought, and then they don't want to carry it out. Oh, we come against these evil forces in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against the forces of evil that turn back around and try to manipulate lives through the internet, through, glory to God, what they see with the eye gates, the lust of the eye, the lust of flesh, and the pride of life. Oh, glory to God, the enemy uses so, glory to cause people, glory to just do anything. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that you told us to pray. And we got to pray with faith. We got to pray with faith, but not only that, we got to obey what you're saying. It can't be on a part-time basis. God, we are praying, glory to God, the more and more that we draw nigh to you, you said you'll draw nigh to us. We are praying, glory to God, for deliverance, even for those that are going through in the flooding and glory to God, going through with these fires in their territory and over in, glory to God, all of Ukraine with all of this mass killing and all the things that are going on, and people separated from their families, and all, glory to God, the famine and all the stuff that's going on in other countries. People, glory to God, don't have food, clothing, or water, or don't have no shelter. And even some of the things that are going on here in our own United States, in the name of Jesus, we come against greed right now. Oh, we come against, glory to God, the evil one, glory to God, that's trying to steal, glory to God, our children's lives and our lives, when we're trying to stand and do what God called us to do, in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory, in the body of Christ, there'll be an awakening, waking up the sleeping giant, so we can stop, glory to God, giving space to the flesh, or giving time, glory to God, hallelujah, and everything else but the things of God. We're praying that we'll come on one accord and realize the true glory to God and Savior, which is Jesus Christ, and recognize, oh, glory to God, the evil one, and the things, glory to God, that are contrary to the will of the Lord. Help us as the body of Christ come in alignment on one accord. Oh, God's trying to steal away and do our own thing and still want the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm praying yokes be destroyed, our wisdom come, discernment come. I pray, glory, our eyes where the scales to drop off. Pray, glory, our ears to be open to hear and to obey what the Spirit of God, a heart turned back to God the way it needs to be, and the ones that are standing, strengthen them, encourage them, send them help, glory, that they continue to will help one another. God, you said there is safety in the multitude of counsel. God, help us, glory to God, to know the time that we're in, but not only know it, but also walk in, glory to God, the circumspectly to the articles of God. Lord, it's too much, glory to God, that's going on. It's not that you can't handle it, but sometimes if we don't recognize what's going on, we'll get overwhelmed and caught up with the things of this life, that we bind up depression, oppression, glory to God, and even for the enemy stealing the thoughts of man in the name of Jesus, that are trying to live according to what your word's saying. God, we just pray. It's so much, glory to God, going on, but help us right now to walk in forgiveness, to walk in the agape in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for every day, that how you bless us, how you protect us, how your angels and the blood covering over our lives. We thank you for protecting us on the highways, the byways, the airways. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and even on the water. In the name of Jesus, we bless you today, God. Help us, God, in the midst of all the crises that are going on. Keep our eyes looking up into the hills with coming to our help. Keep our eyes focused on you. Ah, let that word get in us and glory, I work some things out of us, but help us to stand on that word. Let it burn off the things that are not like you and give us that desire of the fire to press on it and pursue in you. Thank you again for these prayer warriors. Thank you for these women of God, even the man of God. Pray, God, for him since he started his classes today. So, God, we pray for him and pray that he'll be over on the line when he can make it in between his classes. But, Lord, we just ask you right now to just bless. Bless Tori again, God. Tori, God, we pray life to that baby. Give those doctors, hallelujah, discernment of what it is. Put somebody in place to come on board that will finally say, glory, what test, what we need to do. God, put it in their mind so that way she can get some relief. And we come against that spirit that it have her thinking that she's going to die. Oh, we know what the enemy is trying to do, but she shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. There is a great call on that life, and God, we believe she shall live and declare the Lord and be raised up to carry out whatever assignment has for. Pray for mom and dad. Pray for their strength. Pray for for Mother McCormick. Pray, glory, for the auntie and uncle. Pray, glory, for that family, all of them. And even through the time of their having bereavement in the family, even while this is going on, the devil is a lie. We speak, glory, contained blessings. Even her brother speak to, we pray, God, touching him. And all those ones that had requests last night, we are praying, glory to God, for all the families, and even for Brother Black, for his family, for his mom with the oxygen that's needed, his sister that's having a knee replacement, this other one, glory to God, the sister that said they have cancer coming in her body. We pray, glory to God, for every one of these prayer warriors, their lives and their families and the things that are going on with them. We love you today. Pray for my aunt, glory to our Elise, God. Bless Mother Laurie. God, continue to bless. Thank you, Lord, she's in good spirits, even while she's going through dialysis at glory at 93. We thank you, Lord God. Pray for Mother Camp. Pray for Mother, glory to God, Freeman. God, continue to touch her at 96. Bless and strengthen her, glory, while she's going through that pain. And God, that it's thought in her mind that she may leave here before November for her birthday. The devil is a lie. God, bless and encourage her. We thank you, Lord God, for all them and so many others, and for ourselves. Bless Alicia on her new job the first time. Glory to God today. God, thank you for touching that body and healing, and even for that procedure you just brought her through. I'm praying, glory to God, for Kamalita when she get ready to go through that surgery that she has to go through in a couple of months. We are praying in advance. No blood clots, no problems, no situation that will come to cuss her life. And God, we pray health and wholeness. God, we pray for all the children, the grandchildren, all of our glory to our children, and even for those, glory to God, that we don't know all around the globe. God, we are praying for their life. We're praying for their education. We're praying against these bombers. We're praying against COVID, these killings. We're praying against the forces of evil that try to keep their minds from focusing so they can get their education, even from the COVID, because some of them, glory to God, have mental challenges in the name of Jesus. Even some of the principals and some of the, glory to God, the teachers, and some, glory to God, where they want to teach, but then again, they're overwhelmed by the things going on. Pray for their finances, and pray, glory to God, for favor. Pray, glory to God, where every different places, glory to God, are short of help. God, that they will send help, not just pull anybody. So we want anybody driving out, children. We want anybody in the classroom. But God, I'm praying that people that care and concern, that you will bless in the name of Jesus. We just love you today. So much to pray for. Pray even for myself. Stay focused and continue to accomplish what God has set for me too. And pray, glory to God, for those that are praying for me. I thank you for all of our financial blessings and, glory to God, debt cancellation too. God, you know what's going on in each one of our houses, what's going on in these marriages, what's going on in these families, what's going on in our bodies. God, but we give these cares and concern to you so we can't afford to be overwhelmed, so we be short-circuit and depressed and oppressed. We got to cast them back as they come in every day and believe you, glory to God, you're working behind the scenes as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because you said, if we abide in you and your word about in us, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done. So we bind up every device of the enemy, every satanic and foul and unclean spirit, every scheme, plot, plan, be eradicated, dismantled right now. Go back to the dry place and once it came. And loose Holy Spirit, for glory to God, for his anointing, for glory, for wisdom and discernment, and glory to God, for peace and joy. Ah, God, and for us to stand on the promises of the Lord like never before. Oh, glory, faithfulness with no fear. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, receive glory to God. Mother Alexander, praise God. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Father, thank you. We praise you, Lord God, as we come before you to read your word, Lord. Let God arise. Psalm 68, let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before the God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that ride upon the heaven by his name, shall rejoice before him. So I read Psalm 68 from 1 to 4. Thanks be to Lord for the reading. Amen.
Amen. Mother, we'll let your line not open.
Amen. Can you hear me?
I hear you now, yes.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wasn't sure. The Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, Lord God, as humble as we know how. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you so much, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, your loving kindness. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are on the throne. You see every situation, every circumstance. Nothing has caught you by surprise. I praise your holy name because you are worthy. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that name that's above every name, thank you that you are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you that you're Jehovah Shammah, our protector. Glory be to God. You're our healer. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you love us. You are for us, and with you on our side, you are more than the whole wide world against us. I want to, first of all, Heavenly Father, give your name the praise because you're worthy. I thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning. We're yet clothed in our right mind. Glory be to God. We have a mind to know that, yes, you are the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are, hallelujah, our Lord. Hallelujah. You are our, hallelujah, our chief, hallelujah, physician. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you that you've already provided what we stand in need of, Lord God. Thank you that you've given us, yes, you've already given us that which pertains to life and godliness. Glory be to God. And thank you, Lord God, for all the messages that we heard even this week, Lord God. And I know, Lord God, it was words from you, understanding, hallelujah, as kingdom reaping women or kingdom reaping people, Lord God. We reap that which you have already provided. Psalms 103, thank you, Lord God, for all of your benefits to the children of men. It's you who have healed us of all of our diseases. Glory be to God. You crown our head with your loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy our mouth with good things, Lord God, so that our youth is renewed as the eagles. Let me touch and agree with my sister, Minister BJ, praise God, as she lifted up so many on tonight. Miss Young Pori, in the name of Jesus, Sister McCormick and her family. I'm not going to even try to remember every name, but God, you know every name that Minister BJ lifted up for prayer, and I'm in agreement. I touch and agree, glory be to God, because you said we're two or three, Lord God, touch and agree here on earth. Lord God, you will be in our midst, and you will make sure that it get done. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. So, Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you because you are worthy. Thank you, Jesus, that you yet sit at the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you see everything. Lord God, I know you know what's going on with this young lady, Pori, why she's passing out, Lord God, and now in ICU. You already know the situation, and we pray, God, if there's something that the doctors are supposed to do, God, you expose it in Christ Jesus' name. But God, I thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And I thank you that Jesus has already gotten us the victory. So we're going to pray and proclaim that little Pori is beginning to reap the benefits of divine healing. So we pray, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord God, that the sword of the Spirit, Lord God, go forth and release, hallelujah, virtuous healing power in her body and those, Lord God, that stand in the need of deliverance. We speak no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no clogged arteries, no strokes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you see every cell in her body. And we pray in Christ Jesus' name, God, that you fight off the wicked one, the evil one. We pray according to your word, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We pray, Lord God, that Psalms 107, verse 20, that you send your word even as we pray the prayer of faith, glory be to God. Let that word of faith reach you, Heavenly Father, glory be to God, and let the answer be deposited in that young lady's body in the name of Jesus. God, remember, Lord God, Pastor Bird, Lord God, Prophet Bird, in the name of Jesus, dealing with that vertigo, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we pray that you regulate every organ in her body, every cell in her body, in the name of Jesus. Touch, move by your spirit and your power. God, have mercy. Have mercy on America. Have mercy on people everywhere. Forgive us all for our sins, Lord God. Blot out our transgressions. Cleanse us. Cleanse America. Cleanse this world in the name of Jesus. God, have mercy. Because we've not always done that which is pleasing in your sight. Lord God, we made decisions that was not good decisions, and we ask, Lord God, that you blot out our transgressions now in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to be looking at one, Lord God, different than the other, but we are all your people, Lord God, the sheep of your pastor. Glory be to God. You are our good shepherd. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, for divine deliverance. I pray, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit go forth and break the yoke of every bondage. What bondage is, Sister Willie? The bondage of sin. It's just a bad, wicked habit. God, I pray that the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed, powerful word, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and it can destroy the works of the wicked one that's bringing about sin. In the name of Jesus, God, you give us, hallelujah, the ability to choose. We can choose good. We can choose to surrender to Jesus, glory be to God. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you help every person that may be held in bondage of the addictions, Lord God, or strongholds. We pray the sword of the Spirit will annihilate, consume, and destroy strongholds and addictions in people's lives. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. God, we pray that people will see that smoking weed is a bad habit. Smoking cigarettes is bad. Drinking liquor, taking drugs, all these things are not good for you. In the name of Jesus, God, wake people up out of that, Lord God, wicked, deceptive spirit in the name of Jesus, and bring them back to the knowledge that, Lord God, there's time for morality to exist on earth again in the name of Jesus. Because when you created the heavens and the earth, God, when you look back and saw what you made, it is good. Glory be to God. I pray people choose good and not evil in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we continue to pray for our young people. We continue to pray for our teachers. Lord God, even I see that there's a shortage of bus drivers. We pray, God, that you send help in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah. You said, Lord God, as long as certain things take place, you're going to have seed time and harvest, glory be to God. I don't remember the whole verse, but I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Yes, we're going to still be able to eat, glory be to God. It may be a little costly, but God, you always make a way. Glory be to God, hallelujah. You already knew this day would come, and you've already made the provisions, and therefore, hallelujah, we reap all those things that we stand in need of according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Have mercy this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you now. I just bless you. I praise you. I could pray for so many more. I lift up my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray for our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, my friends, my neighbors, Lord God, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray you loose them that have been bound by the addictive spirit of alcoholism, addictive spirit of drugs. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus and sever every yoke, unhealthy yoke, bondage that may be attached to people. We pray, God, that every demon spirit be uprooted and cast back to the dry places and be bound there until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you this evening. We bless you. We praise you, Lord God. We lift up Pastor Sims in the name of Jesus and her family, her brother Alonso and his family in the name of Jesus, Brother Black. And we Pray that you give him the favor and let classes be easy for him in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and so that he can meet that requirement to get the degree that he's looking for in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up, Lord God, Pastor Burton, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Meet her needs. Lord God, all of your people, Sister Alexander and her family, Lord God, our friends, those that are bereaved, some have lost loved ones unexpectedly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak a special prayer right now in the name of Jesus that you heal those that have been affected by COVID or the other sickness, this pox, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for divine deliverance in the name of Jesus. God, we plead the blood of Jesus against this wickedness. It's almost like a conspiracy. But we pray in Christ Jesus' name that that yoke, Lord God, that's sending out this wickedness and evil is destroyed, annihilated. But we pray that people will wake up and realize that it's time to wash and cleanse their hands and have a pure heart and clean hands and come before you and say, Lord, help us to live right. Help us to do right by one another. We pray for those that are devastated through these disasters, Lord God, these storms, Lord God, these floods, in the name of Jesus. God, let people wake up, Lord God, and have a desire to change. You're not going to force yourself on any of us. God, you love us, and you want the very best for us. And we love you, Lord God. The songwriter says, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Thank you, Lord God, that you have not changed. You yet love, glory be to God. You yet, hallelujah, would that none should perish, but that all will come to repentance and live, glory be to God. I pray that people will turn and Lord God, come to you while it is yet day, while they have the blood running warm in their veins. Father, we pray for our seniors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our Lord God, I want to say ancestors, but those, Lord God, who love you and have tried to set the example. And now, Lord God, some of us are not that old, but yet, Lord God, we have to be the examples to set for people today because the world, Lord God, is not being a good example for them. So we pray, Lord God, that the devil shall not win. And we thank you, Jesus has already gotten the victory on our behalf, and we receive it in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. I pray, Lord God, deliverance for our families. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the financial blessings to those that stand in need. I thank you, Lord God, for the transportation in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, of the brain tumor. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for healing a cataract in the eyes, Lord God, or the degenerative disease that may be in the eyes is causing bleeding or hemorrhaging. We plead the blood of Jesus against it and command it to dry up. We come against the demon of mono where people, Lord God, have this problem and are sick with bad sore throats, and Lord God, that even the antibiotics is not working, but we plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, that your divine healing power, glory be to God, is better than any antibiotic we'll ever take in Christ Jesus' name, and it yet works. Yes, it does, because you are the living God. Father, we thank you right now. We bless these are your people. We lift up, Lord God, all of your people, praying for Sister McCormick and her daughter, Lord God, her daughters, Lord God, and her families, Lord God, all of them, in the name of Jesus, Kamalita and her sister, Lord God, the good message we heard on last evening. Oh, Father God, we appreciate you that you're yet speaking. Hallelujah. And I say, Lord God, you're still speaking. Is anybody listening? I pray, Lord God, that you bless each person that's represented on this line, even those that may not say anything. We pray that the sword of the Spirit will go forth to meet that need in Christ Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you now. We pray the prayer of faith. We give you glory, honor, and praise. I worship you because you are worthy. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Father. I love you so much. I may not have lifted up everybody's name, but I pray for them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen, amen, hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Praise the Lord for the prayer. Mother of Alexander and then Pastor Sims, praise God in that order. We bless the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, come before you, Lord. We know you said in your word, Lord Jesus, if we pray. And Lord, we know that prayer is the key. No matter what goes on here on earth, you hear us when we pray. Help us to continue to be bold soldiers, Lord God, and to know that what you said is what counts. And if you said it, help us to stand faithful and believe it. What we ask for is what we receive in. If we stand faithful, and Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. I bring everything before you, Heavenly Father, because I know you is a God that heals. There is no other healer but you, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father, and nothing is too hidden too far. Our fault is so deep that you cannot reach, regardless what the situation is. I know that my Redeemer is real, and that whatever he said, that's what I'm standing on. And your word tells us, Lord, if we pray. That letting us know, Lord God, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key to whatever going on here on earth. And you never leave us, you never forsake us. Lord, I pray for sons and daughters, Lord, that you strengthen them, Lord God. Bind up the works of the enemy that try to come against them. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We claim they are overcomers. They are mighty men and women of God. And we stand boldly proclaiming victories in their lives. In Jesus' name, we claim victory over our sons and our daughters. Because, Lord, your word tells us, if we pray, regardless what's going on, you gave us the authority and the dominion here on earth to pray down the bombarding wall of the devil. Because the devil have no authority over a child of God. We stand claiming the victory that was given to us. Lord, your word said, cast every cares on you. No matter what the situation look like, we know that the Lord's word stands. And Father God, we thanking you today, Lord God. Most of all, Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us another day. That we wake up this morning in a sound mind, hoping our eyes do what we have to do, because only you allow that, Lord. You gave us that power. You gave us this day to stand, speak, praise your name, talk to brothers and sisters, act in love towards one another. It's only you make that possible, Heavenly Father. Because if you don't wake us up in the morning, we'll never wake up. But we know that you are the God that opens our eyes every day. We know that you are the God that put shelter over our heads every day. We know that you are the God that put food on our table every day. There is no other, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for you are the healer, Lord. There's no other healer but you, regardless what comes against our body. We know that your promise is said, if we pray, cry out to you, regardless what the situation is, let the enemy shall not have dominion or authority over us. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you being so good to us, Heavenly Father. And we give you all the glory and praise, Lord God, because your word is what we're standing on. We pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father, that they make right choices. We pray for the teachers that they pray over the room, Lord God, that the classroom will be cleansed for the kids to come in, Lord God. Bind up the works of the enemy. Father God, we know that your word tells us, if you send pestilence, whatever it is, our prayer, you gave us that authority, Lord, according to your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And your word stands forever, Heavenly Father. If you said it, we believe it, Lord God. And we know that if we pray, we can cast down everything that come against our family members. Pray in sincerity. Pray with faith that if you ask the Father, it's coming. It's coming. And Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, because we know you is a God that hears every cry. It doesn't matter who crying or who is down there praying. You hear it if we sincerely cry out to you. Because, Father God, you see the hearts of men. And you're the only one know every one of us, the hearts of each and every one of us. You knows it, Father God. And as we stand interceding for one another, Lord God,
We pray for our sisters, Lord. The enemy come against the mind, Lord God. But we bind in that foul spirit. We casting it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It has no authority over the mind of our sisters, Lord God. Because your word tells us, Lord, you gave us a sound mind. And that mind that you gave us, Lord, help us to know that we must continue to stand faithful and let the enemy know that we have a sound mind because it was given to us from our Father. Lord, help the brothers and sisters that oversee that going through trials and tribulation, Lord. The flood that is going on in Mexico, our brothers and sisters, Lord God. We stand interceding for them, Heavenly Father. Touching in agreement that them that they're crying out to you, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that you're a God of mercy. Because you said in your word, your mercy is endured forever. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, because we know it's not been for you. Where would we be? Where would we be in the name of Jesus? Where would we be? Lord, thank you for mercy and grace in our life. Thank you for the love. Thank you for mercy, because according to your word, Lord God, your mercy is everlasting. Nothing is too hard that we cannot come to you with, Lord. And nothing is hidden from you. If we trust you and believe that your word is true, stand on the promises, knowing that you alone is the only way. We pray for our pastors, Lord. Those that standing on the gap, Lord God, they don't fail. They stand faithful. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen them, Heavenly Father, that they continue to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And we bind up anything that try to come against them in the name of Jesus. The pastors, Lord, those that you sent out, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that they stand faithful regardless what this world throw against them, knowing that you are the anchor that they anchor into. For, Lord God, without you, there's nothing. There's nothing without you. I pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord God, that you continue to keep this pastor strong and keep her going in the name of Jesus. I pray for each and every one of my brothers and sisters in the prayer line, Heavenly Father, because we are one. We come together standing interceding for each and every one that we call out. Because when we say we're brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter where you are or who you are. What matters is that we love you and we pray, whether we know you or not, praying. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to just have mercy on each and every one of us, our Lord God. If we make a mistake, Lord, we know that we can always come to you because you said in your word, your mercy is everlasting. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for you are the healer. We thank you that sickness and disease have no authority over you, Heavenly Father. If your word tells us we are healed, then Father God, we claiming it, we believing in it, and we standing on it. Healing is ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise your name. We give you glory and honor, Father. And you tell us in your holy word, if we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you, Father. And that's what we are trying to do every day of our lives, to lift you up, that men and women, boys and girls would see you, Father, as you are, and come unto you, Father. Like my sister said tonight, he won't break in on you. His God will never break in on you. He gives you a choice. He puts it before you. He said, today I put before you life and death. And then he's so kind to tell you which one to choose. He says, choose life. And, Father, we just give you honor and praises and all glory tonight, Father, as we are able to come one more time into your presence, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to bless everybody on this line, Father, everybody and their families, all that concerneth them, Father. We know you are a healer. Hallelujah. We know you are a mind regulator. Lord, yes, sir. And, Father, that you, nothing is too hard for you. And that's why we come, Lord, because there's nobody else that we can go to but you in these trying situations that we're in today. Lord God, we thank you, and I come in agreement with all of the prayers that went up, Lord God, for all of the people everywhere, for our government officials, Lord, for this deadly diseases that's in the land and the pestilence and things that keep coming up, Father, but you're still in control, and we do know that, Father, because you're God, and you're God all by yourself, Lord Jesus. Father, we just love you, and we just give you glory and honor because you are God. We thank you, Father, for what you have done, what you're doing right now, and what you will do in the future. We thank you, Lord, that you don't need nobody to counsel you because you look at time on one page. We can't do that, but you see the past, the present, and the future all in one page, one sheet. And we ask you, Lord God, to help us, give us patience, even on our afflictions, Lord God, that we will learn to lean and to trust in you with all our whole being, and we never, ever take what the devil says over what you have shown us and have told us, because you are God that created the whole world, and we stand, Lord, in your mercy and your grace, and everything you give us is abundant. You give us abundant mercy, abundant grace. Father, you are so kind as to send your only son to die on Calvary's cross that we might have a right to salvation. Father, we praise you, we honor you, we bless your name, Father. We thank you for the speaker on last night, Father, who shared the word with us so plainly and so clearly that even a child would have been able to understand just what she was talking about. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless. A long life full of days, Father, in peace and joy of the Lord. Father, we ask that you bless, Father, the military, that you bless the students in these schools everywhere. Father, just send your guardian angels to watch over our children, our grandchildren, other people, all the children that belong to us, Lord, and others, that nothing tragic, these tragedies won't continue to happen. And then, Lord God, Father, when we've done all that you've assigned our hands to do, Father, we thank you for giving us a home with you in glory everlasting as we come before you in grateful thanksgiving. We say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank you,
the Lord.
Thank you.
We're going to ask Evangelist Kim Tate to pray, and then we're going to ask Sister Rachel to pray. Then we're going to take prayer requests. Evangelist Kim Tate, you there? Evidently she's not, so we're going to go ahead and take, or she's answering and have it on hold. Okay, Sister Rachel. Sister Rachel?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father. Boldly to your throne of mercy, God, because we know, God, that you are able, God. You are able to do all things, Father, because you said so in your word, God. You said it's already settled in heaven, God. Lord, we thank you now for what you're doing, God, and for what you're about to, God. Lord, I trust and agree with every one of my sisters that they went up in prayer, God. Lord, I thank you for the pastor that preached last night, Lord. Lord, I thank you for her word, God. Help me just say it, y'all. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Lord, help me say that word. Procrastinating. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He'll give you just what you need. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for the word that went forth last night, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus, not to procrastinate, God. I want to do what you say, do, God. I want to honorable sheep. I want to obey you, Jesus. I'm going to do what you say, do, God. I open my mouth, Lord, when you say open it, God. Oh, God, I thank you for the healing spirit, God, because I know you as a healer, God. I know that
great you are that you are, Lord, huh? You're our great big I am, Lord, huh? Oh, yes, you are, Lord, and there's nothing, not nothing too hard for you, God. Lord, we thank you for what you already done, God. Lord, we thank you for going in the hospital, healing the sick, the afflicted, God. Lord, we thank you for healing the depressed, God. Lord, we thank you for making the man that's got the bottle to his head and thinking that's the answer, God, the drug addict, God. Lord, we thank you for binding them spirits, God. Lord, the change of mind, God, because you're the only one that can get into the heart of man and woman, God. We thank you for doing it, God. We thank you for doing it right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I lift them all up to you, Lord, because I know there's nothing too hard for you, God. No situation, Lord. But you said according to our faith, God, it will be done unto us, Lord. You said greater works, God. We believe, God, in greater works, Lord. Lord, you said it, Lord, and I believe it. I just will not take down. I just depend on your word, God. We are standing on your word, God, with everything within us, Father God. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Lord, I see you doing it, God. I see you working out every situation, Lord. Oh, glory to God. A man without dreams is like dead. Hallelujah, Jesus. I see you doing it, God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, go in, Lord, and root out everything that needs to be rooted out in that baby, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you now for doing it, Father God. Lord, I thank you for raising up my sister-in-law, God. Lord, I thank you for raising up my nephew, Father God. Lord, I thank you for doing it, God. The diagnosis, God. I don't care what the doctor says. I believe the report of the Lord. They are the healed. They are healed by your stripes, Lord. You are already bore their infirmity for their iniquities, Father God. You took the stripes on your back, God. You hung there and didn't say a mumbling word, Father God. I'm giving you back your word, Jesus. You said you do it, God. I'm depending on you to do it, Father God. And my uncle, God, with that blood pressure, God, that blood pressure is not too hard for you, Father God. And anybody else with a blood pressure, God, that shouldn't be where it's at, God. I ask you to regulate. Regulate them, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Diabetes. I'm about shaking in the assi. Lord, I thank you now, God, for doing it. Regulate the blood sugars, God. Help us to do what we are supposed to do. Them that have diabetes, God. Whatever it is that we need to do, God, you show us, Lord. You lead and direct us, Lord, because we can't do it without you, God. We don't even want to try, God, because we know who you are, Father. We know who you are, Jesus. Just knowing who you are and where we are in you, Jesus. The name of Jesus. And we can just grab hope and stay hope on faith. You said it's impossible to please you without faith, Lord. Lord, you said you move, God. Lord, if we just have the faith of a mustard seed, Lord, our faith is greater than that today, God. We're asking you to move, Father, like never before, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, in the White House, God, we're asking you to go there, God. Root out everything that's not like you, Lord. Overseas, God, where it's flooding, God. Everywhere, God, we're asking you to have mercy upon them, God. Lord, have mercy, Lord. We cry in mercy, God. Yeah, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for doing it, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God, Lord. We'll take your report over everything else, Lord. It ain't what it looks like. Woo, we got to keep seeking God's face. Woo, stay in the face of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the woman of God, Lord, that got this broadcast, God. We thank you for it, God. We lift her up to you, God. Lord, she stands in the gap for so many people, God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for it, God. Oh, God, keep her going, God. Keep her in your arms, Father God. Lord, we just want to tell you again, God, because we know it's you, God. Without a doubt in our mind, we see you moving, God. In spite of what man is saying, we still see you moving in the midst. And when you move, it settles it. It's already settled. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Lord, help us not to take on too many things at one time, Father. God, I thank you for the word last night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, he said everything that has breath. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray this prayer by the power of the Holy Ghost and in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, glory.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise God. I'm getting ready to open all the rest of the lines. And what we already prayed for, we already covered. We not going to make those prayer requests for those people because we already interceded and going to continue to intercede for them. But if there's anyone else that need a prayer request or a praise report that comes up after we take the requests, we'll do so. I got a couple more lines to open up. We give God the glory for those that stood in the gap, standing in the gap, and continue blessing you and for his glory. Praise the Lord. Come on, machine. It did open up earlier, right after the first prayer. So we just got to just make sure the last, okay, the last line is open now. So if there's any, oh, one more didn't get open. Any requests now? Like I said, if we already prayed about some things, and some people we have already prayed about two or three times on, we're just gonna keep those prayers going, but we don't have to make a request on those anymore. And we're just taking those people that need for God to have a to move on their behalf, whatever the other prayer request is. Anyone else?
Minister BJ, I thank and praise God. You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amen. I thank and praise God for his healing power. While we've been on the prayer line, I got a text from our pastor saying one of the young ladies at our church, her name is Linda. She has stage 4 cancer, and she's got to start next week taking two different types of chemo. So I sent a prayer back, and I want you all just touch and agree that we're praying for the supernatural miracle working healing power of God to fight and destroy every cancer cell in her body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and grant her a full recovery in Jesus' name, because cancer is no match to the healing power of God. So I would that you all touch and agree with me that God will restore her to a full recovery in Jesus' name. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen.
I come in agreement with that prayer that you just spoken in out in the atmosphere, that we are going to agree that the Lord bless and work a miracle in the life of Linda in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that you just said, we know all power's in your hand and nothing's too hard for you. So we pray, glory, for your divine touch. Encourage her heart. Lift her up. And God, help her not to look at the situation as a death threat, but not that it's death, God. So we know you speak life. You want to get another opportunity just to work miracles and let, glory to God, those that are around us, even the doctors, be, glory to God, in awe that, God, you brought her through this and that you will get the glory. Use them and medicine as you wish. But we pray and thank you for your divine touch. In Jesus' name, amen. And curse that it will not penetrate and be a generational curse in the family. And if it is so, we are praying that it be eradicated in the name of Jesus. And we pray strength to her, encourage her, faith and glory to God, joy and peace, and rebuke any fears that is natural for to feel that way. But we are praying to turn it back over into faith as we undergird her in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, and thank you all.
Pastor DJ, I have a request. I meant to ask it last night, but I didn't. Pastor and evangelist Faye Waiters from Hartsville is going through some very, very serious health problems, and they can't seem to find out what it is, but it's a lot of pain
a lot of back pain. And she's back and forth to the doctor, but they don't know exactly what it is. And I just ask you all to please pray for her that she'll be healed and set free from this, whatever it is. God knows all about it. And we ask you to agree with me in prayer that she will be healed, or they'll find out what it is, can treat it, that it will leave her body, because it's really been burdensome to her, in fact, under constant attack.
Well, Alexander, will you take that prayer request you heard Pastor Sims, so for Pastor Waiters and her back and whatever problem?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you for this. Is Sister Wade? What's her name?
Waiter.
Okay, we come together, Lord. We touching in agreement. And this is there, Lord God. Father, you said in your word, Lord God, that by your stripe we are healed. And
yes.
Father, we know that pain, it, well, Father, a lot of people don't want to get, I want to receive this, what your word said about pain and sickness and disease. But Father, we're asking you right now, as we come in agreement, touching in agreement, standing on this word, to touch that sister, Lord God. Let her cry out to you, Lord, and have our faith in you, because you is a Lord that heals. Pain has no dominion over you. Father God, touch her heart that she cry out and cast out this foul spirit out of her body. In the name of Jesus, that this pain would loose. Oh, Father God, touch the mind of your people, Lord. Let them come to realize, Lord God, that your word is true.
Yes.
And that we have the authority to bind up this sickness and pain that come against us to destroy us, Lord. Bind it up, Lord God, as we stand in agreement and claiming a victory for the sister, Lord God. Oh, Father God, your word tells us if we pray. And I believe, Heavenly Father, I believe that if my sister will pray and cry out, bind up this aches and pain, don't let it have dominion over her body. I really believe, Father God, that your promises is real, because you're no respecter of person. You do it for one of yours, you do it for the other. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to know that your word is true. Stand faithful, Lord. Cry out, because you hear us, especially if we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Cry out. Your word tells us, Lord God, that if we cry out to you, if we cry out, if we stand faithful, our forefathers stand, they cry out, and you answer. It's not different for us. Why can't we stand faithful and regardless what? Fight the good fight of faith. Let the enemy know he will not control your body. The pain got to loose in the name of Jesus. God gave us the promises and he gave us the victory. He said whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. So we got to bind these foul aches and pain that come against our body. Bind it and fight. Not lay down and receive it. Bind it up and remember who your Father is. Because that's where you get victory, baby. When you know who you are in Christ and you know who your Father is, that's when you get the victory. In Jesus' name
we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. That's why we pray one for another when one get weak. And God, as they pray and we put our prayers together for all these different things that are going on and for one another, that's when we call it reinforcement. But we got to do is keep the faith and keep focusing on binding and loosening and cursing and canceling. Remember what God's word says, as Mother just said, because we are going to need some help in prayer, but we got to stay focused and fight too.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. In the meantime, anyone else? If we don't have any more prayer requests tonight, We certainly give God glory for all the prayer that's gone forth and the reinforcement of the prayer and the touching and agreeing in prayers and whatever. And, God, we pray for a covering over this family, glory to God, these ministries that you have given us in different ways and our pastors and others around the globe and whoever. But even for this divine connection for these women and this man of God that's on here praying, and even for people that are in the background that may be praying, glory to God, that may not be on the line, but during the time they speak or minister, when they think of us praying, we pray for Pastor Betty and also for Evangelist Janet, as well as Sister Nene, I can't remember her first name, and also Minister Teron that spoke on the line too. All of them that have been attacked with this sinus infection, in the name of Jesus, we curse and cancel that, whatever it is that the enemy is sending out. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you that their bodies are feeling better, but some of them, glory to God, would attack really hard. But God, we thank you that your word cleanses and delivers. And as we pray one for another, as they've been praying for each other, we are praying, God, continue to bless and that we'll not be distracted with all these things that keep us away from God's word and God's promises and even that he's planned for our lives and for planned in us for others' lives as we intervene in the name of Jesus. God, so we're thanking you for the victory that we are more than conquerors and that we are overcomers in the name of Jesus. Bind anything that try to attach itself to us through this COVID, through this monkeypox, through any other sickness and disease and all this, that it be eradicated, every cell in our body, every blood vessel, glory to God, and all the arteries and everything be clear, all the things that already been, some already been prayed, but we are praying, glory to God, that we shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. Keep a clean heart, clean hands before the Lord, so that when we pray, will nothing hinder our prayers. And if there's anything in our lives that come up or either go by our door that the enemy came in that we wasn't aware or things that came up, we are praying that we can run to the rock that's higher than us and remember 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us not to lie and deny when we know we have troubles and situations. I'm good. We're to confess. Glory to God by faith, but we are saying, yes, I have a challenge or whatever's going on, your arm broken. You're talking about, it's just, I'm not claiming it. We can't go being foolish before people and whatever like this. Yes, but we don't have to tell everything that's going on, but if things are going on and people know we have challenges, help us to know, you know what? Yes, there's a challenge, but in the meantime, I'm standing in faith. I'm standing on the word. You can pray for me, but I'm believing God in the name of Jesus. Falling down, broke down, and whatever like this, I'm good. Lord, help us to use wisdom, even in our responses and things that are going on. Glory to God. Help us, glory, to look up and live. And help us to help one another, pray one for another. And help us, glory to God, not to be busybodies or discord, glory to God, workers. In the name of Jesus, help us to be real in everything we do. We bind up the attacks that come after we pray and intervene on intercede on other people, all as well as ourselves. We come against those things, even as we, glory to God, pray. Bind up transferring spirits and reoccurrences. The blood of Jesus, we shall live in him and move in him and have our being. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Don't mean that we're not going to have no trials. Because you say trials and tribulations are going to come, but be of good cheer, you overcome them. Because greater is he on the inside of us, and he that's after us. And you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Then you said you'll work things for our good. You said you'll make the crooked path straight. You told us to look to the hills with coming to help. God help us to look up, even when the enemy's trying to get us to focus around everything that's going on. Well, this issue, now this over here. Oh, yeah, I'm sick. Oh, my head hurt. Oh, this foot hurt. Oh, glory to God. This doesn't happen. This one, we heard about cancer. We heard about glory to God. We heard about COVID. We heard about this. This one over here. This one in the flood. This one in the fire. This one here. Oh, my child ran away. The other one act like they pooped. All these things the enemy comes to try to destroy us, but he's a liar. God help us to keep the faith even in the midst of the pain. You went through more pain than we could ever imagine in 100,000 million lifetimes in the name of Jesus. But you gave us the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and you gave us, glory to your word, and you gave us power, glory to God, hallelujah, through of the word and also the armor. But you gave us also one another to pray, because one can take 1,000 tooth for 10,000 flight. God help us. We need strength. We're not going out in denial that we don't hurt and we don't go through and whatever. But help us to fight the good fight of faith, to look up and remember who we are, whose we are, as the mother just said and often say, we got to know without a shadow of a doubt. We can't do it on a part-time basis. We can't be up, glory to God, in church and glory to God, hallelujah, and on a Wednesday night or either on a prayer line or just once in a while. This is every day.
Amen.
Every day fighting the good fight of faith. Every day have some type of prayer before the Lord. Glory, praise before the Lord. Thanksgiving before the Lord. Our determination, glory, even when we don't feel it, because we're not saved by feelings, we're saved by faith. So we can't get caught up in our feelings. The enemy will use that, glory, to bind us and glory to God, to hold us in captivity. We got to know, glory, we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, glory to God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And as you said, glory to God, only thing please you is faith. And a double-minded man is unstable. You can't get anything from God in the double-minded. He can have mercy and grace, but it's a choice. But if we want something from him, we got to walk in faith. Ah, God, you said, if we diligently seek you. Oh, shandar. Be determined like never before to seek your faith and believe and obey it and submit to it. Ah, God. Hallelujah, how you going to bless us. And if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. Don't mean it's going to be that moment, that instant, that time, even though it can be. But whatever time you say is going to be on time. God, I thank you. Threaten not that self of evildoers. Lord, I bless you again for this women of God. Ah, bless the Lord for the prayer warriors in this ministry and all around the globe. Thank you, Lord, for blessing and touching in their lives. They're not murmurs and complaints, but when it's time for us to ask for reinforcement, we need to open our mouths and pray and rebuke the devil and bind him. But we also know, glory, we can pray one for another, and we can see the hand of God moving. But we thank you that they're determined, glory, that whatever they put on the altar and believe in God and going about the work of the kingdom, you're working on things in the background. So, glory to God, we thank you. So it's less that we'll have to, glory to God, bring out, hallelujah. But when it gets really heavy, we know how to call on not only you but one another. But other than that, we just put that devil to flight and keep it moving. Put him to flight and keep it. Oh, you again, huh? Okay, put him to flight and keep it moving. God, I thank you. Oh, we got to use our weapons. We got to use our weapons. We can't be up and down and acting like a roller coaster, riding the roller coaster, get off the roller coaster, get on the merry-go-round, get off the merry-go-round, get on the, go down the Ferris wheel, back on that, now we're on the treadmill. The devil is alive. God is not, glory, I'm confused, and he didn't give us to be confused and up and down. God, we got to be learning to be steadfast in the faith every day and be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. Help us, glory to God, because the enemy is on attack. But all he gave us, glory to God, how to counterattack. With a weapon. Hallelujah. There's some missiles and some things that God done gave us too. He done gave us some nitroglycerin too. He done gave us, glory to God, whatever we need. Hallelujah. We got to sharpen it. Sharpen our tooth. And we got to, glory to God, being that we be led by the Spirit, not by our feelings and our emotions. So I thank you again for God, you strengthen us that we can have courage and glory to God, make our head like flint and our feet like hinds feet. God covers all under the blood. Oh, we know, glory to God, no matter what, you told us what the enemy is out there to do, but we believe in you for the abundant life. Protect us and shield us and cover us under blood. Thank you that you neither sleep nor slumber. Thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us to have that mind of Christ, and you said those, glory to God, that led by your Spirit are the sons of God, and glory to God, and you order the steps of a good man. So thank you. And, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promise. We thank you, Lord God, for your glory to God, that assurance and know that your word will come to pass, whatever you said. I bless you again. I honor you. Oh, I just love you. And I thank you again tonight for even using, glory to God, the sisters, glory to Pam, and also talking to Pastor, glory to God, to know that it is time. Oh, God, where the enemy kind of slipped a little Mickey in there for rushing and trying to do this and get this accomplished. And the way everything was going today, that you did not allow the enemy to rob this time for us to come in your presence. That's why you say, I'll not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. But when we got a desire and a pure heart after God and want to do his will, he will bring things up to the forefront when the enemy trying to rob us. Thank you, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, for keeping us and keeping our minds. And glory to God, blessing us with sweet sleep. Glory to God, blessing us with this day and the days and the months and years come be full of you, more of you, as we pray one more for our brothers to wake up. And we pray more and more for those over to God that have started compromising, those that are walking after the glitter and the glamour, and those that have got caught up, glory to God, trying to build up a kingdom down here when you already told us, Lord, we are foreigners here. You want to bless us right here. You don't want these possessions to possess us. You want us to possess it, but to seek God first in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord God, because there's nothing wrong with having nice things and houses and lands and cars. But when they start coming first before God, there is a problem. What it profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. God, some of us need to charge our battery back up, recharge, glory to God, because these trials and tribulations, different things, we got to plug back into you. Glory to God, every chance we get. in the name of Jesus, so we won't get depleted. I thank you, Lord God. When we think about, Lord, to God, your goodness, help us to have that spirit of praise and magnify your name, because there are times, Lord, to God, grief and sorrow will come. But, God, you know how to bind the brokenhearted and set the captive free. So we bless you today. Cover us under the blood. We thank you as we take authority over anything that will come up against us, sickness and disease or any other plot, plan, discouragement, any accidents, incidents, whatever, even glory to God, any plots, glory to God, to even rob us of our possessions or whatever trick he got out there, we bind it up right now and loosen from its assignment and send it back to the dry place once it came. And loose, glory to God, hallelujah, you, that abundant, lovable, wonderful, marvelous understanding of your word, as well as the blessing plan that you have for us, and heal us and hold us in health and favor. And even those that need jobs, houses, and food and clothing and need to be restored of some things, we're thanking you right now for doing that even this night and making some reconnection with some families. Glory to God. Not only just here in the United States, but all of those that have been separated even in these different countries and things are going on. God, we ask you to touch right now. And as we give these things back to you and release them in your hands, God, forgive us if we hold on anything, but release it back so we won't walk in weight. Glory to God, and have that burden of glory to God when you say, cast those burdens upon you. But we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, with the joy, the peace, and the determination, with glory to God, with no reservation or hesitation, persisting and pursuing after you in the name of Jesus. We're looking forward to it with joy. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our minds too, long-term and short-term memory, that the enemy will not steal that, being forgetful. We pray, glory to God, I'll bind up all Alzheimer's and dementia coming against us in the name of Jesus, that we will recall those things that we need to and those things, glory to God, that you are blessed. In Jesus' name,
yes,
we pray. Lord. And we glorify you and magnify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. God, sometimes he's praying about so much, but we don't always give the thanks and thanking you. Hallelujah. You even say when we rejoice in the Lord, again, I say rejoice. Let be anxious for nothing. Let your moderation be known. Give thanksgiving unto the Lord. When we make that request, give thanks. Help us, God, to give thanks and bless you as if it's already been done, and have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. Thinking on those things that are true, glory, honest and noble and whatever, that's of a good report, that's a lovely, the mind of Christ. Oh, taste and see. We love you today, Lord. Bless in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Angels of the Lord be in camp. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Hallelujah.
Love you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Shalom. Be blessed of the Lord. Have a blessed and wonderful week. Keep the families, all the prayers that we've been requesting. Also, anything else that goes on our prayer words, we'll try to keep an update for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I praise
Thank
God
you.
For you. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Every time I look back to where he's brought us from, can't help but glorify your name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's the highest praise. Amen.
Glory
and amen. Glory.
Amen.